It's showtime.
Showtime!
Episode number City One. City One.
That's
63.
right. That's right. And it's going to be a good one.
Well, that's premature of you. How do you know? What if it's a bad one? Now we
You
have.
know, how do you know I can't tell the future?
Well, yeah, maybe, I guess. What am I thinking right now?
You're wondering if you have a tick in your chest hair.
Dang it, how did you know?
Because you did a nipple check before the
Nipple check,
episode
one,
started. You
two,
did.
nipple check, one, two.
That's right.
I mean, everybody should be well aware of how their nipples are, the health of their nipples at all times.
Yeah,
That's
and
PSA
a
for today.
tick check. I mean, I know somebody who just recently got checked out and was diagnosed with Lyme's disease.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Man.
They're
They're
everywhere.
everywhere. I'm
Must be.
telling you, it's not the bears. It's not the bears you got to worry about. It's those ticks.
It's the suckers.
That's right.
I think we should probably start this episode. What do you think?
Let's do that.
All right. Grace, listen up as always, okay? I feel like I have to say it every time because I don't feel like you truly listen to me. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's springtime and the temperatures are rising and racing season has begun. So let's keep things chill on episode 61. I'm Eric Idiot Renner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party. Stop with the pewing. Show the
Pews.
again.
Those are my pews.
Ooh, yeah. So we got tonight, Monday night, 7:30. We got race recap.
Yeah.
We got race preview coming up. Two race previews coming up this weekend that are in our neck of the woods.
Yep.
We got you on. You're always.
Me, and we got you, and we got your beard.
Yeah.
So
And we have a guest on that I
that's right.
literally invited like less than an hour ago, and he was good sport enough to come on. So going to
Yeah.
be a good show.
It is going to be a good show.
Yeah. Is it hot down there, Grace? Because today was hot up here.
It's toasty. It's getting
Yeah.
toasty. It's
Whew.
time to make sure you're bringing water along with every run, staying hydrated,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Who was it? I think Andrew Simpson. I saw he had a Strava post today just reminding people that we had two. I guess, I don't know if he was referring to today's hot weather or what, but like instead of complaining about it, be happy that we're getting a taste of that hot weather early on, because that
That's
gives
right.
you a jump start on, acclimating for the hot weather in the summer.
That is spot on. I was just talking to a couple of my athletes about this. It is the time to go ahead and do an afternoon run and acclimate now so that by the time that late May or early June race hits, you are ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, these are the temperatures that squirrel's nut butter is made for, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
So, what did you do this weekend? You went and swept a race, right?
I swept on the dam, which is Steph Daniels. You might know this fine lady here. She is the race director for On the Dam Trail Race. It's in Pennsylvania. And I love this race. And I told her already I'm taking dibs on sweeping again next year because I love sweeping it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's great for a race director to have somebody already locked in for something like that, volunteer to not have to worry about it.
Yeah. And guess who else I saw over the weekend?
Did you see my wife?
I did. I saw Becky Kosak. She's
Yeah.
awesome.
So she ran the 50K. So let's just an overview of the race on the dam race. It is a fifth. There's a 50K, which is two loops around the Quemahoning Reservoir, right? There is a 30K solo race, and there is a 50K relay.
And a 50K solo.
I thought I said that first. 50K no. solo. Yeah. Anyway,
30, that's well, there's a 30K or a 50K solo. Yeah.
50K relay, though. Not
and
a
50K relay. Yeah.
Okay. So confusing. Yeah. Yeah, so Becky ran the 50K solo. First time down there. She wanted to go last year and just stuff jammed her up. But yeah, I wanted her to be on the show tonight. Excuse me. But she had to go pick up Lauren from a softball game.
Yep.
Right. Or a tease. But yeah, she had a good time. She says it was very fast. If you like to run 50K, it is a fast one. What is it, like 3,000 something gain for the 50K, I believe?
Yeah. Runnable. I mean, if by Pennsylvania trail standards, it is basically paved. Outside, if you're not from Pennsylvania, I would say that it's a little rocky, a little rooty. But it's very runnable. The terrain is just real buffed out and smooth. So it's pretty. It's very pretty because it is right around a reservoir. So you've got the water along most of the course. There's some pine sections. It's just a really nice race. Great crew. And the thing that I love about it is that it starts and finishes at this campground. So you can rent, when you register, you can also get a cabin. You can rent one of the cabins if you register early enough. And so you're literally like 100 feet from the start finish. And so when I got done sweeping, like I took a long hot shower and then I hung out at the race finish. So it was super cool because you're like right there. And it was a lot of fun. And I got to hang out with Soxy. So I swept with Soxy.
Who's Soxy?
Patrick.
Oh, Soxy.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, it was a little wet for your sweeping duties, wasn't it? You were planning on.
Yeah. I was planning on biking and with my mountain bike. And I am still a beginner mountain biker, and that is not the time to be sweeping somebody else's race on your mountain bike that you're still learning how to maneuver with in pouring rain. So I decided to not do that, and I went on foot. And Patrick said he would keep me some company, and he also took over the second loop so that I didn't have to run a 50K right before the weekend that I have to run another 50K. So I was pretty excited about that. And the race director, just so you know, is amazing. It's Steph Daniels.
And it's good that she self-promoted herself. That's an important thing to do.
It is an important thing to do. And I think more women should do it, frankly. Yeah. Good on you, Steph.
And then, I mean, if you're feeling it, then you're feeling it, right?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, I haven't been down to that reservoir yet or the race, but I hear it's quite the gem in southwestern PA.
Central. Really, really good food afterwards as well. There was hot pizza and burgers and hot dogs and cookies.
Nice.
Yummy.
Real quick, the 50K winners. Ryan Taylor was the 50K male winner in 5:27:26. I'm going to screw this name up, but Vilma Valatien in 5:42 was the first female. And for the 30K, Andrew Boyd in 2:24 and Kristen Krimpaski in 2:45.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time. It's all mountain bike trails for the most part that they run.
Yeah. Yeah. Mountain bike trails. And I think the mountain bikers, like they have little side trails where they do fun tricks and stuff like that. So the main trail that you stay on for the race is just nice and smooth and well-maintained.
Mm-hmm.
There are some mountain bike trails I don't like running on. And that was not the case for this.
Gotcha. I feel like we've already, I didn't look back. After I mentioned this, the show we were going to talk about on the show, I thought maybe, I think we might have already talked about this, but we ever talked about sweeping etiquette.
Oh, I believe we did talk about sweeping etiquette before, but we can always talk about it again. Patrick and I were talking about sweeping etiquette a little bit while we were out there.
Yeah. I mean, I only want to talk about it, and I think we did, but I mean, it is something that I've never swept yet. I want to, but I find it, I might get frustrated a little with it because Well, I mean, like, do you, if you catch up to that last person, do you just stop and wait? Do you try to scare them? Do you push them? Do you beat them? What do you do with them?
Yeah, I mean, I try to hide in the bushes.
Yeah.
Scare that. No. I mean, it's you kind of go, you very slowly creep up on them. And you're loud enough so that they can hear you coming. And then when you get to them, usually they know that you're the sweeper, and they'll say, you know, you're the sweeper, aren't you? And it's like, yep, I am. I am the sweeper. And you give them the option. You say, hey, if you'd like me to hang back here, you know, I can hang back a little bit. If you want somebody to talk to, then I'm happy to chat with you as well. You just let me know what you want to do. And so you leave it up to them. Sometimes people are not real excited to see you. And so they got to do their own thing. And some people really want somebody to chat with. So it's you leave it up to them, you know?
Yeah. No, that's good enough. It's not stuff you really think about when you say, oh, yeah, I'll sweep it. And then you realize that you have to wait a little while. And it might be a lot slower than you thought. It might be faster than you thought. I don't know.
But. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's a lot of fun, I think. And you never know who you're going to end up sweeping. So we had the last two people in the 30K. It was Halfley and Scott Lippy. So we ended up just hanging out with those two because they were hiking along. And then we got to the aid station, and then we just hung out at the aid station for a while and let the two of them go for a bit.
Right.
And then we did some running. So you can kind of hang at the aid station, get to know them, make sure they're okay. You know,
those two knuckleheads were fine.
I know. They were fine. So honestly, once we got to the last aid station, we passed them because we were like, you guys are fine. We're going to go see the next person. So, nice. You know, so sometimes you just end up hanging out with friends, depending on who's in the race. That was kind of neat.
Cool. Yeah, sounds like a good weekend. Steph Daniels. Oh, I love her. I hate to say it, but I love her. Sounds like it was a good race. It grew a little bit from last year, which is great. And maybe I'll get down there one of these years.
Yeah. And you'll have to sign up for sweeping, of course. Patrick and I were talking about this. It's another way also, you know, first off, as a race director myself, after I – because I've race directed the winter series for a while now, but when I opened up Slipside Slumber Party, I needed a lot more volunteers than usual. And it was definitely like, ooh, I need to volunteer more if I also want volunteers. Not that it's a tit for tat, but it is like, I'm going to put good out into the world.
And pay it forward. You know, pay it forward.
Yeah. And then, you know, kind of hope that it ends up coming back to me. So it is one of those things that as a race director, I was like, I should probably volunteer more. And, so sweeping a race is a great way to do that. So one, I don't pay registration, so I can keep my costs down a little bit. That's kind of cool. I still got race swag. I still, you know, Steph still treated me really well. So I still got the after race food and all of that. I got a nice 16 mile run out of it. I got to hang out with friends for the weekend. So I ended up getting a really great experience, but I got to help out. And honestly, I needed an easy run because it was the week before a really big race. So I'll say that's another thing about sweeping is that you kind of end up getting a quote unquote free race. I mean, you might still have to do lodging or something like that, but you end up getting to check out another course for a little bit cheaper than normal, and you get to help out. So sweeping is just a great way to check out courses.
Yes. All right. Segue time.
Segue.
We're a week away from a really big race, she says. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So first of all, this weekend are two big races. They're up, at least up this, my neck of the woods. We have the Hills Creek Challenge, which is 12-hour, 6-hour, or 3-hour event loops around Hills Creek Lake in my backyard. So I will be spending some time there, seeing all the people doing their loops. Fun event. And then we have the race that you are doing, which is Canyon Man 100. And our guest that we have on, we're going to bring him on, is Cliff Sullivan. He is the vice president of Tioga Running Club, and he is the co-race director of Canyon Man. So, Grace, this is your time to do 20 questions and ask him. I don't think he's going to have answers for you, but you can still try to ask him anything you can think of to get your butt through 17 miles of kayaking,
19
miles of kayaking, 30 miles of running, and then 50 miles of biking, right?
That's it.
Give or take a little. Now, Cliff, thanks for being on the show, especially last minute. Cliff has done quite a few 50Ks around here. He's done Call of the Wilds. He's done Green Monster. He's done Canyon Man twice. Can we finish Canyon Man?
Twice, yeah.
So he's a veteran at Canyon Man. He's done Heiner a couple times, and he's got his sights set on some bigger distances in the future. Just keeps hammering away and getting bigger and better, going after bigger and better things. So, Cliff, thanks for being on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And I will say that add on that Cliff's a solid listener of our show. He's usually tuned in one way or another, so we appreciate it. The Canyon Man, you've done it twice, so you can talk about it as a athlete registered runner, and you can talk about it as the coordinator of such event. So basically, what do you think about what should Grace focus on as far as pacing herself or not blowing up or anything like that?
Oh, come on. Okay, so let me just hold on. I'm going to change that question a little bit. So if there's anybody who knows how to pace themselves and not blow up, it's probably me. If anything, I pace myself too much. Eric's the one who goes too fast and blows up. So fair what enough. Do I need to do to keep myself moving and get moving so that I can finish in time?
The main thing with Canyon Man is just keeping in the back of your head that for an event like this, a finish is a win. You have 24 hours to complete it, of course. Mm-hmm. But in an event like this, just to finish it is a win. That's what I went into it with. That's the mindset that I went into it with my first year doing it. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to finish where I did. Just to be able to call myself a Canyon Man or Canyon person is what I was going for.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure looking at the field, it's always strong runners who do this race.
There's usually a pretty strong field, yes.
Yeah. I know where I belong, and I'm probably going to be alone most of the time, and I wouldn't be surprised if I was DFL. I'll be very happy if I get a finish. But yeah, a strong field, and it's bigger than usual. So usually it's only 15 people, and now there's 18. What happened?
We decided this year to lower the amount of relay teams and allow more solo individuals this year. We've had a wait list on the solo for some time now, so we decided to up that a little bit and let a few more people into it this year, which I think was a good decision.
Yeah, we'll see if that was a good decision for me. I was one of those people on the wait list. Because I had it on my calendar and I completely, something happened that day and it ended up not registering in time. And so I registered the next day or something like that. And I got on the wait list and I was pretty far down. I was like, I probably won't get in. I'll keep it on my calendar. I know Hills Creek is the same day. And then there's one or two other races that are the same day. I was like, I won't register for anything else just in case, but I'm probably not going to get in. And then I get this email and I got off the wait list. I'm excited though. I really appreciate you pulling so many people off of the wait list. Cause I know I wasn't the only one who came off the wait list. It is a very small field of, I think 18,
yes. 18 solo. 18 on the ultra sign up right now. And there's 10 relay teams.
Yes. Yep. And the relay teams are, that's the max. Now we are capped out on that. Nice. And it's typically been 15 solo.
Okay.
So apparently two people have dropped out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was 20. Okay, so now it's down to 18.
Yep.
I mean, I'm thankfully we have like a quarter of a mile to run to the kayak.
Yep.
Because it'll put me in last place, which is exactly where I want to be for the kayak. Because you know how many times I kayaked before this, Cliff?
How many?
I did. So Tess and I did one 18 mile kayak. I went with, she's kayaked plenty. I have not. She took me out once a few weeks ago, and that was my first time. It was 18 miles.
I think I remember you saying you did some on the Susquehanna.
No, that was it. It was that one time.
So there's a lot of flat water to this section. So that was actually a pretty good training.
Okay.
Training paddle.
Yeah, we started on Pine Creek, but it was where Pine Creek goes into the Susquehanna.
Okay.
Into it. So it was like the end of Pine Creek, you know? But yeah, I'm most nervous about that. And I'm hoping what happened to me at the duck doesn't have to me, which it won't. But when I was doing the duck, it was not this year, but last year, that has a small field. It's only 30 people. And everybody went running and I was in last place, which is where I belong. But then everybody missed the first turn and except for me. And I ended up in first place. And I'm like, come on, guys, don't do this to me.
Right where you needed to be.
Yeah. So I'm going to be happy to mosey my way over to the kayak, because that's like, how do you maneuver that early on with so many kayaks in the water?
The thing with this is, if you're treating it just to finish it, just to be able to say that you've done it, take your time on the kayak.
Okay.
Because for me, the first year I did it, I essentially raced it, and I'm not a big kayaker, and that sets the stage for the whole day. And so my back and my lower back was just shot for the next 30 mile run.
Okay.
And then remember, you still have a 50 mile bike ride after the run also.
Yeah. And I'm going to be in the dark for the bike ride.
Good advice. Take that down, Grace.
I did. I'm taking notes.
Let the creek take you down. You know?
I'm bringing snacks for the
kayak. Right now, Pine Creek is looking on the low side for Canyon Man, which means the slow water is going to be even slower. Yeah, and the rapids might be a little scrapey on the bottom of your kayaks even. So let's hope you get a little water in there, but everybody's going to have the same struggles. So that's fair. Yeah. Fair is fair.
Yep. Everybody's dealing with the same conditions.
Yep. The trail itself should be in amazing condition, I would imagine.
It should be great. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, if it's anything like the other trails right now, I mean, they're just... Oh, they're so much fun. I've never been on the West Rim Trail.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
You are going to love it. You're
amazing. You're in for a treat.
Yeah.
This is my first time. I hope so. Can we do this? Can you take us through your first two times through the course and how they went and what you learned and all that?
So my first time was 2022, of course. And I was just going into it. I wanted to finish. That was it. So I got done with the kayak in just under 3 hours and took my time changing shoes and socks, shirt, putting my gear on before the run. I probably took 20, 25 minutes in between the kayak and the run. Came in from the run. And then I bet I took probably 45 minutes between the run and the bike portion of it, because I was just looking to finish. Mm-hmm. And so I think I ended up that year finishing in roughly 15 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay.
I did about the last 10 miles of the bike ride in the dark. which can be a situation. I won't lie. But at the end of it, I was just absolutely amazed to finally be able to say that I've done it. I did Canyon Man. I am a Canyon Man. Last year when I did it, I went into it with more of a mindset of I'm going to kind of try and race a little bit more. So came in from the kayak, took probably less than 5 minutes to get out onto the run. Came in from the run, and I was kind of racing with a friend of mine at the point. So I learned that he finished the run about 15 minutes ahead of me and started the bike ride about 15, 20 minutes ahead of me. So I got on. I just kind of turned and burned and went as quick as I could and ended up finishing 6 minutes behind him at 13 hours and 12 minutes.
Nice.
Wow. I finished before dark last year, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially what you want to make of it, really. As I said before, just to finish something like that is a win in itself. So,
yeah, I mean, here's my guess. My guess for timing is 3.5 hours on the kayak, 10 hours for the run, okay, and then 6.5 for the bike. That's my guess for a total of 20.
Probably a pretty good estimate.
And that's all going to blow up and it'll be 23 hours.
You're a Candyman, though.
Yeah, I've been dreaming about this thing for years.
I was the same way. And I've hung out there until almost 4 o'clock in the morning before waiting for finishers to come in.
Are there, is anybody going to be there? Like if I finish in 23 hours, is anybody?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was actually concerned about that. I'm like, I don't know if anybody's going to be there. Do I get a burger? Nope. Does anybody?
Yeah. You will. They might not still be open, but you will have a burger waiting for you. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be warm. It can be cold. I'm used to that, but.
Well, I do want to point out, make it clear to everybody that, and this is very, the race itself is very unique and the finisher's award is very unique in that you get, I believe you still get a pint glass, right, Cliff?
You do. Yes.
You get a pint glass and you get a delicious burger from the Burning Barrel, which is where the race starts and finishes, called Canyon Man Burger. So I don't know, not many other races, you know, your prize is the burger at the end. I mean, I guess.
And a beer.
How you look at it. And a beer. Yeah, that's important.
If that's your thing.
I'm very much looking forward to it, but I wasn't sure if I would actually get it.
You're going to have a breakfast burger and a beer. That's awesome.
Yeah. We also started last year because 2 years ago, my first year doing it, it was still $1 to sign up. And so the morning of, we had, I think, 5 or 6 people just no show because what are you out? You're out $1 is all.
Yeah.
So that took away 5 or 6 spots from the wait list that people that really wanted to do it could have gotten in.
Right.
So we've upped it to $100 now. It's $100 to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
But when you finish, you get your $100 back also.
Yeah. Commitment fee. That's what I call it.
Exactly.
Yep. Gives you something to, so it's not so easy just to drop out.
Right.
Yeah. Which I'm happy to pay for it. Like I said, I've been dreaming about this for a long time. I'm really excited to be in it. And I've been packing already. I'm not completely packed yet. There's still some stuff that I'm trying to, you know, figure out what I want to do, but I'm mostly figured out. I don't know. Hey, okay. So here's another question. And for anybody listening, so you start and finish at this tavern. It's the Burn and Barrel, right?
Yep. Yes.
The Burn and Barrel Tavern. You start and finish there. And so you kayak downstream 19 miles and then you do a 50K to return to the tavern. And then the gravel ride is a 20, it's 25 miles downstream, like above the, in the canyon, above the canyon on gravel roads. And then you return 25 miles on the rail trail. So when you do the kayak, so I'm renting a kayak. Can I leave stuff in my kayak and it will end up back at my car?
Your kayak will, yeah. Okay. It will be picked up by the local outfitters and brought back to the Burn and Barrel.
But if there are things in it, will those end up at least in a pile? And I can.
They will. Yes. They will end up back with you, but yes, they will end up at least in a pile.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. Before I forget, one piece of advice I would give, and I'm sure it probably agrees with me, Grace, is the bike ride. So it is 25 miles on gravel road down to Cedar Run to the bottom to about where you were, give or take, when you finished your kayaking and started your trail run. But then you have 25 miles on flat pancake rail trail.
Oh, I hate rail trail riding. It's going
upstream very, very slightly. Yeah. But when you're at the last 75 to 100 of this giant race, mm-hmm. that might, in my opinion, that might be the hardest part of the day because it's flat. But when it's flat, there means there's no down. You have to work the whole time and you're just defeated and tired. So keep that in mind. And it's going to be dark. You're going to be by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, that's the hard part.
The last 25 miles on that rail trail is, in my opinion, mind-numbing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Beautiful if it's during the day, too. But, like, the fact that it's night is you're not going to see a darn thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Have fun, Grace.
Yeah, right? So I loaded some books on my phone. I've got some books to listen to. I just loaded up some music last night. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to keep myself in good spirits at the end of it, and that's my plan.
Now it is. It's also worth noting, Cliff. Clarify this if I'm wrong, but you are allowed to have pacers if you so choose. Correct?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yes. So,
and I'm saying that is Grace pretty much is choosing not to.
Correct.
Which I have respect for, and I think that's even more awesome to do
it. Very respectable.
Especially first time. And especially on the bike, because the bike, at least when you have somebody next to you, at least you, when you want to talk, you can and this and that. But hey, Grace is Grace. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, there's who said this? I think it was Carl put this out on Facebook not too long ago. And it's something about, you know, when you run by yourself, and I think this happens a lot at the back of the pack. It happens a lot at the front of the pack too. But when you run by yourself, you find out if you really like yourself, you know, like if you like being around you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm excited to, I do a lot of group runs. I like to run with people. It's a lot of fun, but I also like to have that alone time and see if I enjoy running around myself still, see if I'm still a decent person to be around. And I have a vision for myself of what this is going to be like. And I definitely want it to be, if I end up running like with another racer, that's fine. But I do want to tackle it solo and I'm excited to troubleshoot and see what happens, what troubles come along the way. It's always, you know, one of the challenges, at least for me, when I am running alone, is I tend to run a little more cautiously. And I'm already a back of pack runner. So when I run a little more cautiously, I'm out there even longer. And the same is going to be true for the gravel ride. You know, I'm going to be in the dark. And I do like to go fast downhill. I really enjoy that. It's fun on a bike. But I'm going to have to be a little more cautious because I'll be by myself on gravel in the dark. There's potholes. I have a Kogala light, so I'm probably going to put that on my handlebars. And then I'll have, in addition to that, I'll have either another headlamp and or another waist lamp. But my Kogala is pretty bright. So I'm hoping that I can get a little bit of speed on some downhills. Like I said, I enjoy the downhills, but that uphill, oh man, that first uphill is just brutal. It took me a long time.
Yeah.
There's some fun downhills on it.
Yeah.
Definitely some fun downhills. Now, keep in mind, too, that where you get out of the kayak and start the run, you'll cross the rail trail that you'll be riding through. Mm-hmm. You are allowed to leave a drop bag there for the ride also.
Mm. Yeah. And I was trying to think of that. Like, I saw that in the directions, and I don't even know what I would drop for myself. If it would be that much weight that it's really worth it, or.
Well, it's halfway through. You'd be halfway through the bike ride at that point. So as far as nutrition goes, you could take nutrition from the Burning Barrel, knowing that you're going to get, you can get 25 miles or however many hours that. So let's say 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then the next 3 hours of nutrition in a Ziploc or something. That's all I would think. I don't know. That's a good point though.
Yeah. I wonder if I might do like a small drop bag of a little treat, something like that to look forward to.
I can stand on the trail as a little treat for you.
That would definitely be a treat. And might be something for me to motivate. Me to get,
drama, I don't know.
Yes, up. Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. But no, I just got myself some fruit pies yesterday. I love to eat. And I eat pretty well and I can eat just about anything. So it is a good motivator for me because I do have such an iron stomach. I can put all kinds of really cool stuff in my drop bags that are delicious.
That sounds like a challenge. We should put some stuff in there to see how you handle it.
Oatmeal pies, right?
Oatmeal cream pies. The chocolate chip cookies with frosting in the middle, those are really good. You know what I have and I haven't tried out yet is I just have like a can of frosting and I just want to eat frosting and see how that goes. Like that sounds pretty delicious. Girl Scout cookies are good.
Yeah. Expensive though.
Yeah, but it's for the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, whatever. Red Bull. He has a good point. She commented on Red Bull. Do you do Red Bull?
No, I don't do Red Bull. That is a good point that I can probably put something else with caffeine in it though. No, what my 21st birthday involved Jaeger bombs. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ever since then, I can't do Red Bull.
I don't know. Red Bull has saved me a couple times when I'm extremely tired. It does.
It did not save me on my 21st birthday. So
I think you used it in a different manner.
I think I did.
But it might be worth. I don't know. That stuff works for me in the middle of the night.
I like the little Starbucks espresso shots.
Mm-hmm.
I like those. Which usually I drink black coffee. So usually I don't like stuff with cream in it, but I do like those little Starbucks espressos. So I'm going to get one of those. That's smart. I like where this is going.
I feel like you are set up completely for success, honestly.
I'm set up for something. I'm set up for an adventure. And that's what I'm looking forward to is just having a big adventure. And you know what? It's been a fun year so far. And this was unexpected. Like I said, I came off of the wait list. So I'm kind of excited to put myself in a situation that I'm really, you know, this one scares me a little bit and a lot. And I think, you know, we've talked about this before. It's really good to put yourself into races that you're scared of. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I will say looking at the weather, you might never have a better day than what you guys are going to have on Saturday.
It looked great.
Yeah, they're still saying it's slight chance of rain in the morning, but that probably disappear by that by the time we get there. But man, I mean, highs in the low 60s.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good day to be on the
perfect west. For the run.
Yep. Yep. I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. So Cliff, thanks in advance
for Adam Kolb. I got a shout out to Adam Kolb. He's going for his number. I don't even know how many finishes. Cliff, do you happen to know?
I'm not sure. No.
Yeah, it's like 8 or 9 or 10. I don't know. Somebody.
It's got to be around 9 or 10.
Yeah, it's insane. Again, we did mention real quick, but the 10 relay teams, these aren't a bunch of people just signed up for a group to have fun.
Nope.
And a couple of them I'm sure have, but looking at the names and who I know, there's a race going on here for the relay.
I'm looking at three different teams that are really going to be vying for that top spot.
Mm-hmm. It's going to kind of be fun to watch, I think.
Yeah. And,
I don't know. I wish we could give updates somehow, but this race is so out in the middle of nowhere and everybody's spread out so much. You really don't know what's going on to the end anyway.
I think this might be the first year that the relay might actually be more competitive than the solo.
Yeah. Possibly.
I was looking at the relay teams and they just filled out like in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy moly, it is going to be. That it is some very cool teams happening. I mean, this is it's going to be a fun race.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch play out.
I should spectate instead.
I don't know. You're
in a good spot.
Yeah, I agree. You're in a really good spot. You know what you're doing. It's don't let it scare you. Every race that's always scared me, I finished and then realized I never should have been as scared as I was.
Mm. I cannot say that. I have not finished all the races that have scared me, but that's okay. Like I said, I'm gonna have a good adventure anyway. I'm out for the adventure of it, and that is a very beautiful place to have an adventure, whether I finish or not. I mean, it's gonna be awesome.
If you're somehow thinking you're not going to finish, I want you to call me on your cellular device, and I will talk to you.
I don't have reception out there, but no. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'll say that. I'm feeling good.
Good.
Yeah, I am feeling good. Now, so Cliff, are you going to be there this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there all day, all night.
Sweet. Awesome. What else do you have happening, Cliff?
Yeah, what's your schedule look like coming up, Cliff?
Well, I am shooting for the Roxylvania Dolomite division again this year. Try and win my age group again this year.
Nice.
So I'm shooting for all five of the 50K races this year.
Nice.
And kind of hoping that 44 people drop out of Eastern States.
So if you're listening and you're thinking whether you should run the race or not, don't this year. Just don't.
Don't do it. Let me in. So
you're waitlisted for Eastern States.
Waitlisted for Eastern States.
Now, what are all the 50Ks for the Dolomite? There's the Heiner 50K.
It's the Heiner 50K, which was, of course, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It is Sharp Top 50K.
Mm-hmm.
Then Boulder Beast 24-miler.
Mm-hmm.
Green Monster 50K and Call of the Wild 50K.
Yeah.
Man, those are like it's hard 50Ks.
Yeah, these challenges that are out there, they're no joke.
They're not easy. You have to do 4 out of the 5. And last year I did everything but Sharp Top.
Okay.
And won my age group. So this year I want to try and tackle all 5 of them. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. That's on my bucket list is to do one of the Roxylvania to just choose one of the divisions. I don't know which one. Probably the half marathon division. I really like that.
It's worth it just for the end of the year party at New Trail.
Right. I want to go so bad.
Yes.
And, but I want to earn my spot.
Craig and the guy, everybody at Trail Dogs, they know how to put on a party. That's for sure.
Yeah. I really want to go. Now, the other thing that I want to talk to you about is Tioga Running Club. I'm super jealous that I don't live closer to Tioga Running Club. Because here's one of the things that is great about run clubs is that you don't have to pick just one. You can belong to all the run clubs if you want to. It's the same with podcasts. You can listen to all the podcasts. You don't have to pick a favorite, even though we know that we are your favorite. But... But Tioga Run Club, I hear just the most amazing things about the Run Club. I know Tioga Run Club puts on some great races. I love Green Monster. It's one of my favorites. I think it's one of the most underrated trail races in all of Pennsylvania. So can you tell us a little bit about Tioga Run Club and what's happening and maybe how you got into it?
I actually got into it about 2.5 years ago. I finally did the Green Monster, which I'd been meaning to do for years, but it always conflicted with a mountain bike race that I did the same weekend. Mm-hmm. So 2021, it just so happened I was able to do the 15K. Mm-hmm. It was a slow 15K because it was my first time trail running, but it was able to reconnect me with some of the people, some old friends from TRC and such. And I just kind of jumped in head first from there and fell in love with the sport, number one, but really connected with a lot of the people from TRC. And within a year and a half, got put up to vice president. And we are now, we've gone from on our usual Thursday night group runs, our president has us up to anywhere from 20 to 30 people every week.
Awesome.
We've jumped from 5 or 6 people up to 20 to 30 every week. And it just keeps growing.
That's bad.
Keep grabbing new members almost every other week. So it's been really great to see where it's headed. So
yeah. And what are some of the events that you have, like group runs, and what races does the club sponsor?
Our group runs are every Thursday, and you just kind of want to keep an eye on Facebook for those. Every Thursday at six in the evening. Our events go from Mount Tom Challenge in February, mm-hmm, to Canyon Man, mm-hmm, and then Pine Creek Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a new race as of last year, Rise and Run, which is a 50K on the West Rim Trail,
mm-hmm,
that starts at 3:59 a.m., hence Rise and Run.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to Green Monster.
Yeah.
That should be it, right? Anything after Green Monster?
That's it.
Yeah, that sounds like everything. And it's just, I always hear nothing but good things about those races, even though I haven't done them all. I've been doing Green Monster for a while, and I keep going back to that race because I love it so much. I haven't done Pine Creek, but I've heard nothing but good things about Pine Creek. And man, just really great races and a great club, and keep doing really all the good stuff.
Yeah. We're doing what we can.
Yeah. Any shout outs that you want to give out to anybody in the club?
Just the whole club.
Yeah.
I mean, just great people. Great folks. I mean, if anybody out there listening can show up for a Thursday run, come on out. We'd love to have you. We actually, a little while back, had the Williamsport runners come up for one of our group runs. JP3 and the group came up, so it was nice to see. It's always great to see new faces out. So,
little student exchange program. I like that.
Stephanie Daniels asked what the best time someone has finished the Canyon Man, and do you happen to remember who holds the record?
I think it was last year. I believe his name was Philip Maynard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right around 10 hours and 40 minutes, somewhere right around there. And, of course, wow. Gabe was right behind him in second place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. It's really, really been neat to see the last couple of years, the time, how far the times have come down. I mean, it's almost crazy to think about.
Man.
Yeah.
Let's see how far I can extend it. I'm excited for that.
You'll do great.
You'll do great. That's right. Let's wrap it up, Grace.
All right. Cliff, what are you doing this weekend?
I will be at Canyon Man.
That's right. Guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Grace will be at Canyon Man. What time's Canyon Man start for anybody that wants to know?
It starts at 6 a.m.
Starts at 6 a.m. I think I might try to come out for the start. I don't know. We'll see. I got to make sure I get my beauty sleep first, and then from there I can decide. But
you need plenty of that.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing this weekend, Eric?
I am probably coming out to maybe see the start of Canyon Man, which I just said, and hanging out at Hills Creek Trail Challenge just because it's in my backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't know. Maybe coming out and watch you finish at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yep. That's about when it'll happen.
Yeah. You got to let me know what time it finished. I'll be there.
Yeah. We have nothing but fun stuff happening this weekend, which means we're going to have great stuff to talk about next week. And a lot of fun races coming up here in May and through June. And a quick shout out to a couple of people real quick. So we had, remember we had Jen Brazzi on before? Yeah. Remember when we had her on?
Yeah.
And she gave us nutrition advice.
Yeah.
Because she's a registered dietitian. And we said that she was expecting, right? She's not expecting anymore because baby came out.
Yay! Yeah, baby came out.
Caleb. Nice. Little baby Caleb.
Congrats, Jen.
Yay. Congratulations.
Yeah. So little baby Caleb is not running around yet, but we're trying to convince him already. And nice. So congratulations to Jen, our new mama of the group. And there was something else too. Oh, Jordan Copenhafer is starting his attempt of the Pennsylvania Appalachian Trail section, and he is going unsupported. He's attempting the unsupported FKT, and he has to beat 4 days and change.
He's starting Wednesday, right?
He's starting Wednesday.
Huh. We could maybe have him on the show on Monday.
We'll see. Because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I mean,
yeah, we should. We'll give him a shout and see if he wants to come on. And there's some other people who are attempting some very cool stuff in May. So a lot of FKTs and challenges and things like that coming up in May. So you definitely want to tune in to the show because we're going to have people on and they're going to talk about all their awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of these shows coming up, you and I are going to get to know each other very well with a small game of like 20 or 30 questions, rapid fire. It's going to be super fun. I'm telling you, this is going to be fun.
It is. But, it is going to be super fun.
For example, Grace, do you hit snooze or wake up right away? Go.
Snooze.
What movie have you seen the most?
Oh, I don't know.
It's too slow.
Kill Bill. We'll go to Kill Bill.
Favorite food?
I don't have a favorite food.
Hey, this is going to happen. You need to prepare. You need to come up with your own interesting questions. They can be preferably running related and running related, but they should be quick answers. They should be fun.
Got it.
Conversational answers. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give you a rapid fire question.
Go.
Who's more awesome, me or you?
You.
That you're right. Good job. You win.
Yeah, that's how it's gonna work. I don't know when we're gonna do this show, but I had this epiphany and I don't know why we haven't done it yet, and it's gonna be fun.
Okay, we're gonna do it. May is gonna be so much fun. Everybody gotta tune in, like the show, leave us a review, post comments. You can find us on the YouTubes and the Facebooks and all of the regular podcast channels and all that cool stuff.
That's if it. You are not subscribed, subscribe to the YouTube channel right meow.
Right now. Meow. Oh, and no. We have stickers and magnets and temporary tattoos. And if you tell me you want one, they're $2 and I will send one to you, or I'll get one to you. I'll paddle my way over to you.
Right.
And give you a magnet.
All right. Let's end this show. Cliff, thank you so much for being on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Cliff. You're awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good week. Hope everything goes smooth at Canyon Man. We will see talk to everybody next Monday at 7:30.
7:30.
Hit it, Grace.
Hey, guys. Bye.